Let's go to Teresa in South Bend, Indiana, listening on the EWTN network on Redeemer Radio. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm glad you took my call. I have a 13-year-old son, and I have two older daughters. One's 23 and one's 19. And my oldest daughter is schizophrenic, but she's a functioning schizophrenic, and she's doing very well. My son has ADHD, and he does well. School's a bit of a struggle because he learns differently. He altar serves. He is getting ready to make his confirmation. His dad and I are divorced, and he does not practice his religion. Damien altar serves. He's getting ready to make his confirmation. What we're running into is there's a lot of bullying on the way home on the bus, and I've contacted school, and they're aware of it and have taken care of the children and that. And my son is small for his age. He gets asked all the time to substitute in for altar serving and to do things at church because other kids put sports and other things in front of him, and I keep telling him that, well, you've made a commitment, you said you've done this, and the right thing is to altar serve because for some reason you've been called to do it that day.
Raphael, you mentioned the magic word there. He learns differently. See, that's it. ADD is not a disorder. It's a difference. Some children's brains are just wired differently. They need a different style of learning. They need a different style of parenting. They often need different friends. And I'll tell you a little story about, if I can, Martha, about we were on Good Morning America.
We're going to go ahead with that story. But, Therese, what I'm telling you is we're coming up on the hard break. So if we have to stop, Doc, we will, and then we'll pick you up on the other side of the break.
Great. Okay. And we're on Good Morning America, and Joan London says, with our new book, the ADD book. So Joan says, Martha, where did you get the information in the ADD book? And Martha on national television says, oh, that's my husband's autobiography. See?
He's an expert.
So really, I'm glad you see it as a difference, all right, not a disorder. Now, here's a couple keys. First of all, find your child's special something. Every child has that one little thing that they shine in. Every child needs to shine. Find how he shines differently.
Before we went to the break, Teresa, you were asking Doc how to manage your child, your son, with ADHD. Doc, go ahead.
And Teresa, we were giving you some take-home messages. So besides discovering your child's special something, what is he good at? Get him involved in art, music, sports. Figure out what he is good at. And this is called the carryover effect. If he excels in one thing, that'll carry over into his total feeling of self-esteem. Secondly, here's a little exercise that works well for ADD kids. Have them write a list of 5 things I like about me in big print and paste it on his bathroom mirror. The first thing is the last thing he sees when he goes to bed and the first thing he sees when he wakes up. I like my hair. I like my eyes. I'm good at baseball. Just pick 5 things with him. Sit down with him and have him write those and look at them and dwell on them. What you do, you want to plant, this is called growing a center in his brain that he likes, like the Facebook, like. You want to constantly go like, because the bullies are always dislike, not like. So constantly compliment on him. Wow, that was great. That's where your role in the kids with so-called ADHD. And one other thing, too. You mentioned your single mom. I grew up, my mother was a single mom, and I still remember what my mother, I wanted to go to the local public school. You mentioned the public school. I remember my mother saying, you are going to the Catholic school, And, Billy, you're going to earn your tuition. Oh, Mom, come on.
I like your mom.
Yeah.
This is 70
well,
years ago, the tuition.
Mom was right. So what you might do, and if the Catholics, one of the things that Catholic schools shine in is empathy. Bullying is absolutely
not tolerated.
It's on a different planet. So if you can, and many schools have scholarships, but whatever you could do to try to get your child to attend a Catholic school, our world is absolutely better because of Catholic schools.
Absolutely, absolutely. Teresa, is that a good point of departure for you?
Yes, it is. We'll have to wait till high school for a Catholic school because he was enrolled in a Catholic school, but it's closed and it's kind of a small area
sure.
that we live in. So,
sure.
But those are great ideas and just need to reinforce them with them. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
God
Teresa.
Bless you, Teresa.
And God bless you, Teresa.
You'll be in our prayers. Doc, any recommended reading for Teresa? Is there...
Yes, we have a book called the ADD book,
okay.
Teresa, which has it's just chock full of practical things to do.
Learning strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get that from your website? They can
the website or just Amazon.
Okay,
any bookstore.
And your site is AskDrSears.com.
Yes, AskDrSears.com, and we have probably 20 pages of information on ADD.
Yeah, and doctor's not spelled out there. It's AskDrSears.com.
Yes.
All right, very good.